blacksmith's hammer. If I'm left to Liyisa, still, the Tzara Gufay Mutter. You're allowed to use the Tzara Gufay. Rashi Dovah Shem Lachtel Yisar in Tzarech B'Shabbos L'Gufay Shem Loch HaChemer Shel Hette Mutter. If you want to use this hammer now for the purpose of cracking open nuts, that's Mutter, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Like we said before, that's providing you have no other nutcracker. If you have a regular nutcracker, then you shouldn't use a hammer. The Mor Eisvei Abaya L'Rabba. Abaya is the Kashin out to Rabba. Sto Alocha Meducha. Meducha is Rashi Shedochen Boishum. That's like the chopper that they used to chop up the garlic there. Is meducha a chopper im yesh bo shum? If there's some garlic inside the chopper, then metalta noisoi. Then you're allowed to move the chopper. V'im lav, if there's no garlic inside, ain't metalta noisoi. You're not allowed to use it at all. Trashi im yesh bo shum metalta noisoi agav hashum, because of the garlic. V'im lav ain't metalta noisoi. Could go in leisha v'lef, you want to sit on it. Kivon the ikra malafta leschika. The ikra of this kli is meant for chopping. The malechas iser mishum toichin. You're allowed to chop things, growing things on Shabbos. So since this kli is ikam yuchot to chop on, you're not allowed to use it even to sit on. So here you see a kli shemalafta leiser is aser afilu tzara gufay. You're not allowed to sit on the chair and on this kli. And the Gemara name and the Basar Rav answers. This price goes according to Reb Nechemya Shita. Then he's very machmin against Hilchos Muktzah. And we don't hold like Reb Nechemya. Reb Nechemya says, the Yomar, Ein kli nitel ela litzarech tashmishay. Any kli, you're only allowed to touch it for the purpose that it's oimit for. Moshel a fork. You're only allowed to use the fork, according to Reb Nechemya, to eat with. If you want to use the fork. If you want to pick up a fork to do something, to move something away, according to Nechemya it's mutter. Even though a fork is a kli shemlachta leheter, it's only mutter to touch kelim for the purpose it's oimit for. That's the chumer of Nechemya. So according to Nechemya pshitam, since this meducha, this chopper, is oimit for chopping, you can't use it at all on Shabbos. Shrashi tashmisha means hamyuchid loy, that it's oimit for. Kedemora Eitzah, I have another kasha. They shemel stat shren rabba. This price goes according to Nechemya, and we don't pass one like Reb Nechemya. The more ace for another kasha. The Shami Yerim and he told him that's only Liksev Olav Bosser. Now let touch on Shabbos, only that's like the butcher's knife. Or else underneath the butcher's knife you have the board there that you chop the meat on top of. If so, a noitlin that's only Liksev Olav Bosser. Or Beisilu Matirim. Beisilu says no, on Yontif you're allowed to touch it. Of a Vishovin, both Beisilu Masham Amoidah, Shem Kotsav Olav. Bosser, after you already chopped the meat on top of this board, then it's also to metaltlit. Rashi v'shoven v'shamu v'silu shenechlik b'noit l'mes oli liktsav olav bosser b'yomtov avishim kotsav olav bosser shosla tzorach simchas yomtiv. If you already used it, you already cut your meat on yomtiv already, now it's also taltloi. Tahai de kishore v'silu. Why was v'silu matyu to use this board mishum simchas yomtiv kishori? Almo mishum de oli malachta liyisa lichtishas targus. Since this oli is a type of a kli that's meant to use as a chopper, the tisted klipas eitzim lave bem oiris aser. Since the kli is meant to be used, it's called the kli shemnasla yisur. It's also to use for any purpose at all. So it's nachum alakasha on rabba. And for the gemara, is sabul ishnu yalei from nechemya. Rabba wanted the first answer. Tei the goes according to Reb Nechemya again. That holds that a kli is only mutter, litzarek is ikka purpose is aimed for. For no other purpose can you touch a kli. But since we don't pass the Nechemya, it would be shver. But then he said no. Kivan de shoma, loho di yomer rav chinano, ba shalmiya, mishmei de rav, that he said, hakel moidim, everybody is maskim, besichi ziri yamazari. These are three type of very expensive kelim. So Rashi learns kli tzavoyim hein, the kelim used for dyeing. Rabbeinu Levi Pirish Kli Organ, the type of kelim used for weaving. The kids are very expensive kelim. It's kivon the kofet alayu, since people are makbid not to use it for anything else. It is called like a malach or a muksa makmach soren kis. You're afraid it'll get ruined. You have special kelim you only use for a certain purpose. You'll never use it for something else. He's the weaver, the special tools he has to weave with, he's makbid not to use it for any other purpose. So that's called like yamakbid alayu, miyachad lumokim. You put it away in one place. That's muksa. That's not called the kli shemlachta liyisa. Malachta yisa means like a hammer. A hammer, true. The roiv, the ikir of it, is used to bang nails. But you're not makpat to use hammer for some other purpose. If you want to attack a bang, give a crack nuts in the middle of the week, you'll use it. You're not makpat without not to use hammer for any other purpose. That's called the kli. But these things are called like kli shemlachta muksa makma sarn kis. They're so valuable, you only use it for one thing. You never use it for anything else. So since on Shabbos he can't weave with it, it's not called a kli at all on Shabbos. Mele it's muktzah. Trashi the kopralayu humin. The workman is makvid. Shleislachlechu. Shleisakmu. He doesn't want these kelim to get dirty or to get bent. So mele miyachad lemokim trashi maktzalohu biyadayim. That implies that you're setting aside in a special place that you're not going to touch it at all on Shabbos. So that's taka muktzah. That you can't touch for any purpose at all. That's called a kli real again like a muktzah machlas tzarn kis. Since it's so valuable, you don't want to touch it at all on Shabbos, you can't touch it for any purpose. Here also the same thing. This oli was a very expensive thing. The Uman used it. He didn't want, not expensive, but the Uman used to use it. He didn't want it to get bent, so mainly he wouldn't use it. Rashlan Zochinami, oli yamaducha. Zayat the oli who did the maducha, it's miyachel amokim. Zochinami, miyachel amokim. It's something you put aside that you don't use for any other purpose. So that's like a muksa, a bigger muksa, and you can't touch that for any purpose. Itma, Rabbi Yechiya bar Avinam, Rabbi Yechidan, Kurnes shel Zahovim Sheninu. He held you even allowed to use a hammer that you used to bang down gold with. Even such a hammer, still you could use on Shabbos. Still it's mutta. Trashi Kurnes shel Zahovim. Afal pi de kopper a lake tzaf, even though your little makpid is the hammer you used to bang down gold with, shetzarach sheicholot, you have to make sure usually that hammer is nice and smooth, Lerade tasim to smoothen down the gold. Afil walking, kiven shemasaken al yedei hakor shemak al asadin. Even if the front, the face of the hammer will get a little bent, you could fix it easily. Just give one bang down on a smooth piece of metal, it'll smooth out. It's lematzle. People are not makpid, not to use it for any other purpose. The kol shkein shashan lefochem karaba and avada any other type of a hammer that pshiti you're not makpid, not to use for another purpose. That's only called the mukso machmas. That's mutter l'sar gufa sar mekaymi. If you want to use this hammer to crack open nuts on Shabbos, it's mutter. Rav Shomin bar Abba Ramanein, Kurnis shel b'samim sheninu. He learned Kurnis shel b'samim, Rashi listed boy. You have to dafke the hammer that you use to chop up the b'samim. Yeah. The maman the yama the b'samim, the one that says the b'samim is mutter, kol shchein the zehubin. Avadi you're allowed to use the hammer that's meant to use for gold also. But the one that says you're allowed to use the hammer that's made to make to smooth out gold, that hammer not makbid on so much. I will b'samim kopper lion, but the hammer used to shmesh to grind up the b'samim, that you makbid. Trashi shle yimus. You don't want it to come near. And since you use it for b'samim, you use it either to make smell or to make spices. You want the spices to be clean, so you don't want the hammer to be used for some other purpose and get dirty, and that'll be me if you use it for the food or to use it for the spices. So for that he's makpid. Mashenk, when you're making gold, like Rashi said before, you don't care that much if it gets crooked or so, because it's very easy to fix it up. If it gets a little bit dirty, it's not something you can eat the gold, you can polish the gold later, so you don't care if it gets dirty. So therefore he holds that shakurnis is mutam, shob some dogs also. What's magayah to us though, all these kelim and the shemach to least like a hammer, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, but tzarech dovra mutter. If you have no other kli to use, you're allowed to use the hammer to bang open a nut or bang open something else that's mutter on Shabbos. Right, the v'yasakush v'yasakarka. Mishnah says you're allowed to take these kelim that the weaver uses to stick it into food to pick up food with. It's like a toothpick. Son of Rabbonin, pogo, if you have a radish, she tomno b'tevin, it was stuck into straw. It's like buried in straw. V'charora, who then you have a cookie? She'atomna b'gecholim, that you're baking it now, and it's buried into the coals. Is in magula mitzasa, if a little bit of the cookies or of this poga of the radish is sticking out, then mutla tautla, just pick up that piece that's up and pull it out right away. Because why? What's the shash that you're moving on the side? I got the coals. That's called tzutum in atzad. That's mutter. Since the ikka you're picking up is the radish. Either radish is making the coals move on the side. So what? That's called tiltum and atzad. The imlav, but if there's nothing to grab the coals on top, to grab the radish on top, then it's like also tautlo. But you can't grab the radish. How do you get to the radish? You first have to move along to tevin. That's muksa. That's also to metal to the tevin. We have laws that went to doy yoimer. Toichvin v'kush oy v'kark. We have another reitzah. In the case you have this radish that's buried into straw. Muksa dikka straw. Now you want to get the radish out of the straw. He has another reitzah. Take this kush, take a long stick, and stick it in to the radish, and pick up the radish. V'hein menaros melem, and it'll move out by itself. The same thing. Because what are you actually being metalto? What are you touching? Only the stick. Now the stick is a klisha nachal yisr, but the sir goof is mutter. So you're allowed to use the stick to touch it. So what you're touching is just a stick. Either stick now is moving away the tevin to get into the pugger. That's called the tiltum in atzad. That's called minatzad. It's moving it, and he holds the smutter. We're passing like him. Lemaimer, you're telling us now, that if you're only moving it from the side, you're not really touching the muks itself. Your hand is not touching the tfuam or the gecholim, the coals. No, your hand is already touching the stick. And the stick is going into it, that's called the tiltum in atzad, and since it's the tzor of dover ha-mutter, it's the tzor to pick up the radish or pick up the cookie, that's mutter. But the makash ayib omer of Nachman, hai pugla, if you have a radish stuck into the ground, milmalo lamata shori, if the thicker part of the radish is on top, then you're allowed to pull it off the ground. Because since the thicker part is on top, like out of the ground, when you pick it up, you're not moving the ground at all. Mashenke milmata lamala, if the thicker part is in the ground, and the top part of the radish, the smaller part, the narrow part is on top, then it's usur. You're not allowed to pick up this radish out of the ground. Why? Because when you pick up this radish, even though you're holding onto the radish, you have to move the dirt on the side. So the query, you see, it's usur to move the dirt, even in that side. Because what are you actually holding? You're holding the radish. Now, by picking up the radish, you're making the dirt fall on the side, that's a tiltum in that side. So you see, he held with usur. And tomorrow in the chanami, hodar, hodar bei Rav Nachum Yehi. Rav Nachum Daikah was chayzer from this last halacha, and halacha we hold that tiltum and atzad is mutter. You're allowed to use the move the muksa with the hetetika kli. Moshe, we said, if you have muksa on a table and you want to clean off the table, you want the mukkan to be clean, you're allowed to take a fork and a knife and move aside the muksa. Because you're moving aside the muksa tiltum and atzad, you're not touching it directly. You're only holding the fork. That's mutter. I'm not to move it away because you want this place clean. That's mutter. Well, like here you want to use the radish. The radish is mutter. So you're allowed to put the stick inside the coal to get the radish, to get the cookie. That's called tiltum and atzad. That's mutter. You're allowed to touch a needle on Shabbos if the purpose is to take out a splinter. Sholach le rova brei the rabba le rab Yosef. If you have a needle that the charora, the hole, came off it, or uksa, or else the point came off it, maho. What's the loch? Are you still allowed to touch this on Shabbos or not? Omele tenisu, we learned, machet shel yad, you're allowed to take a needle on Shabbos, lito boas hakoitz. V'chima yichbos ben lakoitz, ben akubos, ben shem lakubos. And what's the difference if his purpose is taking off the splinter, whether the needle has its hole on top or not? You don't need the hole. The teratid is still called the kli. The purpose now using this needle on Shabbos is to use the point to take out the splinter. So even though the top hole came off the needle, so what? It's still called the kli. The more Eser have a kash on you. Machet shenito charoro. If you have a needle that the hole came off it, or uksa, or else the needle, the point came off it, ishno tahira. And if this needle was tumen, and now the point or the hole came off it, it's like, oh, it's kli, it's no more kli, then it becomes Torah. So what's the kash? The kura, who are then? You shouldn't be allowed to use it on Shabbos either. For the Gemara, Omer Abaya, had Tuma, Shabbos, Keramis. What's the kash? Ilchas Tuma, Ilchas Shabbos. Tuma. The loch of Tuma is that calls them on Kli Maisavinim. You have to have a Kli that you could use. Calls them on this Kli is usable, it's Makabal Tuma. When the needle has its point and its hole on top, you could use it to sew with. When one of the two come off it, you can't use it anymore. So then let's not call the Kli Maisavinim, it's Tohar. Mashenkin, Linyan Shabbos. Here we're handling the Rabbon Dikis of Muksa. Muksa means something has no use for you, you can't use it. If it has a use, you could use it. Midi the Chazi Binim, albeit something you could use. For Nami Chazi, Lemishko, Berkoitz. Here, even though the hole came off the needle, so what? Since it still has a point, you could use the point to take out the splinter on Shabbos, therefore it's Mutter. Omar Rav is a Rav. Man the Kamoisev, Shabbat Kamoisev. No. The one that asked the Kasha of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Tumah, is the good Kasha. Why? It's a raya. Mid linyan tumah lav monahu, since the gate Hilchas Tumah. You see when the hole comes off the needle. It's tor, it's not called the kli, but it's a swirl linyan Shabbos nami lav monahu. It's a swirl of Hilchas the Rabbanon even. When the Rabbanon said on Shabbos you can touch a kli, he only said you're allowed to touch a kli that has the shen kli. If Ilkas Tumma, we see the Tumma goes off it, it's not called the Kli anymore, that's the Sora from Muks also Shablai Bosa. Neisvei, Avakash, and your name? Machet.
Yes, that's more again, and that's Kuf Chol Gimel, Omer Aleph.
bottom again, let's start from the dots again. Machet shayad little boy. That you let her touch a needle on Shabbos. Even though it's a cliche machtel yisr, it's only to use for sewing. But if you want to use it now, sarach dov hamutah, to take out a splinter, it's mutah. So the more sholach le rova bray the rabba le rab yosef. Ilamdeinu rabbeinu, you taught us. Machet she nitel charorah, if you have a needle that was taken out, it's charorah, it's whole. Oy uks, or else the point of the needle, mahav. What's the loch? If this needle is still roy to be touched, is it still called a kli, can you touch it on Shabbos or not? Omalei tenisu, we learned, machet shayad, if you have this needle that you use to sew with your hands, lito bo es hakoitz, that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos to take out a splinter. Is, so mel is called a kli, shamachtel yisa, but it's mutle tzarev dover mutter. Your little boy es hakoitz, you're allowed to use the needle on Shabbos to take out a splinter. As if the purpose of using the needle is to take out a splinter, what's the difference if the needle has a hole or doesn't have a hole? As long as you could use it to take out a splinter, it's right to touch to use on Shabbos. Eisva, have a kasha. Machat shenitu charorah, if you have a needle that the hole came off it, or else the point came off the needle, is toira. That means if it's once tameh, now it becomes Torah. So you see, it's not called a kli. So you should be yosef to touch on Shabbos. You should be like muksa. Omer Abaye, tuma Shabbos karomis. Yes, he make kasha from tuma till for Shabbos. Tuma kli ma'isa binin. Again, the tuma has to be a kli ma'isa. So therefore, since it's not a kli ma'isa, it's not right to use now. Since it doesn't have a point, it's Torah. Obel inyan Shabbos midi dechazi binin. For Shabbos though, it has to be a kli that you could use it. As long as it could be used, it's still called a kli. See, you could use this needle to take out a splinter. So mel is mutter to touch on Shabbos. It's still usable to take out the splinter. Omar Rav was a Rav name. Man the Kemoisiv Shapa Kemoisiv. The one that asked the kasha was a good kasha of Nichos Tuma. There was middle in Tuma Lab Monhu since the Hilchos Tuma. It's not considered a kli. We'll soon see why, because people throw it away, is Linyin Shabbos Nami Lav Monhu. Negayat is Shabbos now. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos, because people are only meant to throw it away, it loses its shame kli. Meisva Avakasha, Machet, if you have this needle, Bein Nekuva, whether it has a hole in it, Bein Shen Nekuva, whether it doesn't have a hole in it, is Mutla Talkla V'Shabbos. Still, you're allowed to be Metalkla on Shabbos, you can touch it on Shabbos. V'loy Omru Nekuva, and we don't say the loch of Nekuva, V'loy Omru Nekuva, Elo Linyan Tumah Bovad. It's only a loch of Hilchos Tumah, that if it doesn't have a hole anymore, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But Kopon Misif is Shabbos, Klo, even though it doesn't have a hole, still you could touch it on Shabbos. So you see, don't not make Hilchos Shabbos Hilchos Tumah. And the Gemara Tirgum Abaya Liba the Rava Begulmi Askinan. Begulmi means like a plain piece of metal. While that's first making the needle, the Rashi says Begulmi. You have this plain piece of metal that's only now to make it into a needle to make a hole in it. Then the kuva, nigmar malachta. The shein in the kuva ain't a nigmar malachta. Therefore, if you have the needle, it's called nigmar malachta. The point. Without the point, it's not nigmar malachta. Hilkach. Then you tume, who do I have a kli? Out of the tuta shari you the chosi lokuts. Mashenkin, this piece of metal, since it's oimid now to make it into a kli, it's mutter to touch on Shabbos. Why? Because zimna de milna chalayu umeshavi lamona. Because sometimes people leave it the way it is. They don't go to finish it off to make it a point or to make the hole. They leave it the way it is. So when you're first making the needle, it's still called a kli. Avul heich od nitu charboro yukso odom zorko leben grutois. But once you had a finished needle with the hole at the top and the point, and then one of them came off, then it's aimed to throw it away. People don't keep it anymore, they throw it away. So that's not called a kli anymore. Trashi grutois shivri matris. Broken piece of metal. Odom zorkin leben grutois. People throw it away now. Therefore it's not called a needle anymore. So do more of it. Asuvi yinuka. If you want to, asuvi yinuka, the trashi means lahachlek seder evorov kishunelet evorov. Question, if a kid was born on Shabbos, as soon as the kid is born, you want to like straighten out, smooth out his bones. So it's asuvi yinuk, you want to smooth out, straighten out his bones. Here's Rav Nachman also. Nachman says it's also to do on Shabbos. Could Rashi the domi le masakin? Looks like you want to fix, you're fixing up the person, domi to masakin. It's also with Rabbonin. Rav Shesha Shori. Shesha says no, it's muta. It's not nirukim masakin. Omer Rav Nachman minoa minulo. So Nachman brings a riot himself to say that it's also. How do we know it's also? The Tanan. Ein oisin.